Com.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield this morning. Overall discussion about the actually creation of political parties in America. But Pastor Chatfield, more importantly, coalition building, trying to get a group of people, like-minded individuals, to work together to basically make the government work. That ultimately is, I guess, the natural beast of the matter. That's basically what had to happen, and that's where we basically even stand today.
Right, of course. That's always been the case. I know it sounds, you say, well, I'm going to go to Lansing or Washington. I'm going to vote my conscience. Okay. Now, if everybody says no to everything, you'll never, the government dissolves. Government will dissolve. Then you have anarchy. Then, and by the way, when you have anarchy, you will get a dictator. Because people always opt for dictatorship over anarchy. So you have to build coalitions. The word compromise, I know, nobody likes it. But it's the way government works. Following the Civil War, now, the Democratic Party eventually is centered in the South. It gave rise to the term Solid South. Eventually, after Reconstruction, that's the period of time from about 1866 to 1876, when we're rebuilding the South, eventually, after the Union troops leave the South, Southern whites reassert themselves, gain total power, restrict the civil rights of black people, and the Democratic Party runs the South. A Republican in the South had no chance. You had no chance to win in most places. Very, very few, if any, Republicans anywhere in the South. And so initially, after the Civil War, the black people who could vote in the North gravitated to the Republican Party. And Southern whites were Democrat. Then you had people, farmers, who kind of shifted back and forth, and they became a little bit more Democrat. Why? Well, another issue that sprang up, and it was, do we need a gold standard? Now, this is especially at the turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s. We want a gold standard, a stable system. Republicans said, yes, we want a gold standard. Democrats wanted the free coinage of silver. They didn't mind inflation, as a matter of fact, because they wanted their crop prices to rise. They'd take out loans, and they liked inflation, so they could pay back their loan with inflated dollars. And so William Jennings Bryan, who won the Democratic nomination for president three different times, wanted the free coinage of silver. He had his famous cross of gold speech. Thou shalt not crucify mankind on a cross of gold. He says the gold standard, that's for big business. And so what business interests wanted Republican. Now, they still wanted tariffs. Democrats, no, they didn't. They did not want tariffs. And as unions developed in the early 20th century, they gravitated to the Democratic Party. So on the one hand, you had unions that were much more Democratic, business people much more Republican, cities Democratic, rural areas Republican, and some areas were split. And that's just, you know, that is the way it is. For a long time, the Republican Party was the party of business. But about in the 1950s, 1960s, came this free trade idea. And that is this. Hey, let's have open free trade everywhere in the world. And what that did eventually was it destroyed American business. As a matter of fact, up until 2016, 2017, when Trump was elected, there was no such thing as American business anymore. Your international businesses might be centered in the United States, but if you have a trade policy where you have complete free trade, okay, and I'm a business owner, I'm a sit on the board of a corporation, a big business, and I can pay somebody in South Korea $10 an hour, or I can pay somebody in Akron $25 an hour, where am I gonna build my product? Where I get that small, I mean, it's just the way, and if I don't do it, if I don't ship my business over to who knows where, South Korea or some other Mexico, my competitor will, he'll come back and he'll be able to kill my business because he can sell so much cheaper because his labor costs are so little. So people, that's the reason that businesses started to leave our country. I don't. It's you can't tell, say they weren't patriotic. Hey, I'm patriotic. I won't have a business if I don't cut my labor costs. And with free trade, you go wherever you can make the product the cheapest. And it is a fact that third world countries or poorer countries pay their workers less money. So that's why you had all these American jobs fleeing the country. Now, President Trump just simply sees that. And he says, let's have American companies again. You know, and by the way, you can't appeal to their patriotism. Don't you love your country? Don't ship your jobs over there. I won't have a business. But if we change the rules back and say, no, let's go back to a tariff, a higher tariff, and let's really make it, let's deprive these other countries of the big advantage that they, because they pay their workers so little, then American companies with that tariff, maybe I'll stay in America. And if the rules are the same for everybody, the companies like it. And I think most business people would rather build it in America, but they have to survive their business. So here's what's happened. It used to be, this is my opinion, it used to be that the workers were for the Democrats because they're for the common man. But now they're looking at President Trump and they're not so sure that's true anymore. It's almost like the Democratic Party is the party of the elite. They're the party of the super big businesses. Take the biggest businesses in our country. Are they solid conservative Republican? No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Not anymore. No. Not anymore. See, all this has shifted in the last 30 years. And that's why I said at the beginning of this session, this is not a straight line. It's not a straight line. Now, another factor in politics, which is what happened, it didn't used to be. After this, even into the 1940s, I mean, abortion, homosexual rights, was that an issue? There was no issue. Democrat, Republican, there was no issue. But as gay marriage, it became a political issue. And that issue, the progressives, they voted Republican. The ones that were what they call themselves pro-choice, they became their Democrats. So what has happened now is you have Democrats, used to be Democrats, that were moral, said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I grew up Democrat, but I'm not for abortion on demand. I don't believe in abortion. And I believe that marriages between a man and a woman, where were they going to go? They could only go to the Republican Party. So that is something that was an unheard of issue 50 years ago, or let's say 60, 70 years ago. Maybe 50 years ago, it was starting. In the 70s, it was starting. But not in 1960. I don't think, no. Democrats, Republican, they were, you know, homosexual rights, abortion, no. That really wasn't much of an issue. So there's lots of these issues that now, it moves, it varies. The Republican Party is now the party of traditional values, the party of America First, secure borders, and patriotism. The Democratic Party is now the party of the unions, especially the teachers union. Not all unions, but still, they still control most of the unions. They're the party of the homosexual lobby, the gay lobby, whatever you want to call it, the pro-choice lobby, whatever you want to call it. So that's where their base is, and especially teachers union. That's where their base is. And now that's why they got so far off base that they're the party of woke and not just homosexual rights, which is one thing, but even the whole idea of transgenderism. And when you say a man can become a woman, a man of his own will, a man can become a woman. Now, even people that used to call themselves liberal, they say, well, that is crazy. I don't believe that. That is beyond anything. And you're seeing Democrats all across our country back away from at least that part of their agenda. There's 127 genders. Almost no. You don't hear a politician talk like that. And you might have heard it 3 or 4 years ago. You're not hearing it anymore. Because as you see, that is that's a loser for them. Our country's not gone so far off common morality, because that's not even common sense. It's one thing to say what a man does with another man in the privacy of their own house, they can do. That's one argument. There's another argument to say that a man can go into a girl's bathroom, or a man can play on a girl's basketball team, and a man can be a girl. And to completely abolish women's sports, the average person says, no way, I don't believe in that. Anyway, so you'll see these are not straight lines at all. And the Republican Party is now being led by a man, Donald Trump. This is common sense. No, we're not gonna go out there and trumpet free trade, as if that is a long-standing Republican position. It isn't. For the longest of time, it was. For 150 years, it wasn't. It was only after World War II, up until 10, 20 years ago, that the total free trade was a Republican spot. People like Pat Buchanan, he started arguing against it, and especially Donald Trump. Now, basically, we're saying America First policy. America First. Well, that used to be the policy.
Not only that, but he is actively using trade deals and tariffs to be part of his foreign policy. I mean, his position with Russia, his meeting with Putin that's coming, he's flat out going to tell him, you're going to end this war, or I'm going to tariff everything that basically comes out of Russia, and I'm even going to tariff India and other countries who buy your foreign oil. And you're not going to fund the war anymore. And he's using it, absolutely. Final segment of our conversation today with Pastor Jeff Phil. Short break. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our conversation discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Pastor Chatfield, I guess your final thoughts for our conversation for today.
Party shift. Now, I haven't shifted completely, but on the business side, Republicans, you know, low taxes, limited government regulation, good, good. And now, protective tariffs. Yeah, I'm not afraid to say that. It used to, just 20 years, oh, you believe in a protective tariff? Yes, as if that's some boogeyman or something.
Sure.
Yes, we want to protect American businesses with tariffs. Just like, guys like Hamilton and Washington and Lincoln and all the Republicans up until World War II. Okay, we're going back to the roots of the Republican Party. Sorry. You don't have to apologize for that. The George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush wing of the party, they've lost the argument. And they don't like it. And maybe they'll come back. But they've lost that side of the argument. And, that's the way it goes.
Right. Do you think that the Democrat Party is going to be able to shift? Are they going to be able to change direction heading into the next presidential election, basically 3 years away, the primary for 2028 leading to the national conventions, leading to the November general election, are they going to be able to change direction and get back to somewhat commonsensical things and get away from this woke ideology and DEI and the gay agenda?
The smartest Democrats are trying to. They don't like the guy running there in New York City, the avowed, basically, socialist communist. They don't like him. Because if he wins, Republicans are going to beat him all up continually. See, and they're going to point the finger. That's the Democratic Party.
Sure.
See, and the common sense Democrats say we can't do that. We've got to at least appear to go back to the middle a little. We got to at least appear to be common sense. Now, they may, under their breath, believe in 127 genders, but they're not going to say it anymore because the average American says that's crazy. That's crazy, and we don't want government-owned grocery stores. You know, I'm going to work for the government. I'm going to be a cash. I'm going to work at a cash register. No, that's what politics does. I mean, they're going to try to find somebody that has some common sense and is going to wave the American flag and portray themselves as like a Clinton Democrat. Clinton, well, he governed from the middle, left, center left, but he was, you know, he didn't go out on a limb. But if they go the way of AOC, I think they're going to lose. I could be wrong. I try not to make predictions, but America is not that far left. And since President Trump has been elected, we turn more right, not less, more right, because things people are, common sense is prevailing. Common sense is prevailing, and President Trump's not afraid to say, "Hey, we're going to protect our own businesses. We're going to protect. We're going to protect the American worker." Wow, sounds good.
Well, let me ask you this question. If, for example, the Democrat Party goes down this road, because based on polling numbers that I heard yesterday on a news show, this communist socialist, Modani, is going to win the mayor race against Cuomo and the current mayor, I believe, Davis. They're saying that this guy has got like a 20-point lead over the other two candidates. what is going to happen if, in fact, he becomes the mayor of New York City? Is that going to force other Democrats to follow his lead, or do you think they'll run away from him?
They'll run away from him. There might be a couple other big city mayors that might do that. That is a loser for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Secretly, I would guess there's Republicans hope he wins, because New York City is going to be in such a tailspin. It's going to be so bad that he's going to hurt the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be an interesting race, and we'll see what happens. Carvo was on a couple of news shows yesterday, and he's talking about changing direction of the Democrat Party, talking about pushing Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico to becoming states where they could, you know, pick up four more U.S. senators, more congressmen, and also said that they need to pack the Supreme Court when the new president is elected in 28, Democrat, that they need to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices and let them basically offset Donald Trump's appointments. You think they're crazy enough to go down that road?
They might try. Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Is it possible the Democratic nominee could win the presidency? Yes. Is it possible they could win both houses of Congress? Yes. Would they pack the court? Maybe. Let's not get overconfident here. I mean, in politics, the pendulum swings back and forth.
Yep.
But I don't think so. Maybe I'm just being too optimistic. I don't think so, but who knows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting conversation, sir. Have you yet decided what you'll be preaching on Sunday?
John 13, where Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
Excellent, excellent. Good, good, good. He'll be live on the radio as a public service, folks, from 11 to noon out at Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. Can't go there in person? Check him out on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention